Hey there. You awake yet? Come on, boy. Let's go wake up. I don't have all night. Come on. Oh, there he is. Welcome back, kid. You take in your surroundings. You're in a large, unfinished basement, almost a small nightclub, lying on the cold cement next to a brick wall. You look around and see an audience of 25 girls in comfy red chairs and couches, forming a semicircle around you. A bar and some lights are in the corner. There's a camera on a tripod pointed at you. The red light is on. You notice everyone is drinking and refilling water. Some relaxing music is playing in the background. The girl standing in front of you is leaning over you in a tight gray tank top and denim booty shorts, barefoot. Long brown hair, she smiles, head cocked. Hey there, pretty baby. You're cute. You're a real cutie. She puts her hand on your face and caresses your cheek. Do you know where you are? That's okay. You don't need to. My name is Ava. Not that you'll ever address me as that. Her tank top is snug, but it does not prevent the jiggling of her round, full breasts as she leans over you. You can't help but stare down her top at her fleshy cleavage. She notices and follows your gaze down. What you looking at there, baby? My tits? Well, I can't blame you. They are pretty awesome. I like to look at them, too. I also like to touch them. Like this. And I like to rub them and squeeze them. But when I'm talking to you, you better look me in my pretty blue eyes. Got it? Good. What are you still doing on the floor? Pick him up.
Two exceedingly hot, busty girls standing behind her walk to you, lean over, and each lift you by one arm to your feet. There we go. Can't have our guest just lying on the cold floor. No, he should be chained to the wall, for all to see. The two women push your arms out against the wall and fasten some heavy iron shackles to your wrists. The chains leave you about a foot of slack, so you can move a bit, but you're firmly attached to the wall. Perfect. Now he's safe and sound, on display, all locked up tight. Now, boy. For the next couple days, you belong to us. You have no rights. You do as you're told, when you're told, without hesitation. You do not speak unless spoken to. You are our plaything, our fuck toy. We will do with you and to you whatever we damn well please. It will hurt. It will get messy. It will get hot. It will get wet. All you can do is stand there and take it until we're done having our fun with you.
She struts over to the camera and taps it. All streamed live and captured on tape forever for those of us who couldn't make it tonight.
Ava returns to you and kisses your ear, neck, and lips. Then she backs up and smiles wide, looking you over. Shit, boy. You're hot. But you'd be even hotter. Naked. Isn't that right, girls? The entire room of women whistles, claps, and cheers.
All right, pet. Ready to get started? First order. Legs apart. Stand up straight.
You hesitate.
See, kid? I thought I just told you to do something.
The other two women step forward. One smacks you in the face, the other punches you in the gut, and they kick your legs apart from inside the knee. One puts her hand on your throat and forces you upward and back against the wall. Strip him. Shirt first. They pull your shirt up over your nipples, but because of the chains on your hands, can't remove it.
Oh, right. I almost forgot.
Ava clicks open a switchblade. Your heart jumps. She walks towards you and rests it against your belly. She slowly drags it up your skin very lightly, causing you to shiver. She grins at your goosebumps and your nipples harden, and the knife tip heads toward them. She touches it and presses down gently. You feel the sting, then the pressure and give of skin breaking, then the warm, wet feeling of blood as it trickles out a few inches. She laughs. Oh, this is just a taste, my love. You will really bleed later. But first things first, hold still now, boy. Her knife goes up to your collarbone where your t-shirt is bunched up and begins sawing through it. She also cuts through your shirt under your arms. When she's done, she pulls it off from your shoulder, smells it, and throws it to the crowd. You're naked from the waist up. You mentally scan your body, taking inventory of how much clothing you have left. A pair of jeans, gray boxer briefs, and white socks. She glances down at your feet.
Excuse me, are you wearing socks in my house? Oh, no, you're not. Do you see any of us wearing socks?
You just realize that every girl in the room is barefoot, with painted nails of various colors. The two women lift up your feet and pull off your socks. Pull down his pants. Leave his underwear on for now. One girl kneels in front of you, unbuckling your belt, unbuttoning your pants, and pulling down the zipper. Then she grabs your butt, feeling up until she gets to your hips. She slides her hands down your thighs, grabs the denim, and lowers your jeans to your ankles. She looks up and orders you to step out of them. You do, having learned your lesson. She throws your pants to the crowd. A girl catches them and jumps up excited. She pulls down her own shorts, revealing pink panties. Your eyes widen at the girl in her underwear. She then puts on your pants, feeling them all over. The girl who took off your pants steps back with her hands on your hips. The three of them stare at your body for a moment. You're in just your underwear, and your briefs hug your legs, conforming to the bottom of your testicles hanging down, creating lines across your thighs, outlining one large, indistinguishable pouch that houses all your genitals. You feel the soft cotton holding everything snugly. Now his boxer briefs. You gulp. The other of the two girls steps forward, walking right up to you, her face inches from yours. Her thin gray t-shirt is tight across her large round chest, and she wears thin, body-hugging yoga pants. You can tell she wears no bra because you can see her nipples through the fabric. She presses her body against yours, her t-shirt the only thing between you and her breasts, puts one hand on your butt and one on your shoulder, and starts kissing you. She moans into your mouth and gyrates against you, moving her chest across yours. Her leg moves between yours, rubbing her thigh into your groin. It feels great, even through clothing, and you get aroused, your stomach nodding and your penis lengthening. This continues for a bit. Then both her hands move to your waistband. She feels the entirety of your ass with her hands, each curve and muscle, while her lips attack yours. Her fingers hook into your butt cheeks and below the elastic and begin drawing it down. You feel it coming. You're about to be naked. More of your cheeks are exposed as you feel yourself losing your underwear. Your penis twitches a bit, preparing to show off for this room of over 20 girls. She slides down your body, pulling your briefs all the way down, but her chest is pressed against you, covering you, your half-erect penis forced against her breast as your underwear falls to your ankles. Being right here, she gets first looks and revels in being the first one to see your penis. She backs away slowly and stands back up, steps to the side. You feel the warm air, and 25 pairs of eyes contact your penis and scrotum, dangling free, exposed. A moment of silence, then cheers erupt through the room. You stand there nude, bared for all to see, not an inch of your body covered. You're partially relieved that you just shaved, so you look good and clean. The butterflies in your gut from the air and exposure causes you to shiver and step sideways a bit, allowing the girls to see how the physics of your junk react, jiggling and bouncing against your legs. Your package is on full display, your penis at full length, but not yet straight out, so it still points mostly down. You can still see the hard nipples of the girl who just stripped you and rubbed her breasts against you, poking through her shirt. Her dirty blonde hair is long and beautiful. Oh, yeah. Nice cock, boy. It belongs to us now. Aw, you shave just for us? Thanks a bunch. We love clean dick. Everyone look at the pink length of flesh hanging from between his legs. See how it wobbles and swings? I like how it kind of starts straight out, and then it curves down. Okay, now. Hold this cock out of the way. I want to see his balls. A hench girl walks to your side, reaches down between your legs, and between her thumb and forefinger grabs the tip of your penis. You swell instantly at her touch. She lifts it up so it's pointed at the ceiling, giving everyone an unobstructed view of your testicles. Then Ava squats down and scoots closer to carefully inspect you. Ah, you've got a nice, low-hanging, wrinkly sack. I love the creases that go up the sides to your penis. Your testicles are good and big, too, holding plenty of cum, hopefully. She reaches out with one hand and starts to fondle them. Common misconception. Only sperm are stored in these. Most of the fluid that makes up cum is actually made in your prostate. Mix the two together, along with a little from your seminal vesicles, and you get semen. Real shame how few people understand male anatomy. She looks up at you. Your testicles in her hand. You've got a nice pair of balls, boy. She rolls them through the skin, testing the elasticity of your scrotum. And a great sack to boot. I'm gonna enjoy playing with it all. Ava gives one final tickle and releases you, standing back up. Your testicles bounce back down. Okay. You can release his dick. She lets go, but your penis is now 100% erect, so it just bobs parallel with the ground, curved just slightly upward. Look how hard he is. Ava grips your hard penis with her fingers, bright blue painted nails. She feels cool to the touch and grins. Feels like a skin-covered 6.5-inch steel pole. She looks you in the eyes, steps close, and begins to shimmy her beautiful hand back and forth. It feels incredible, so intense. Your eyes dart around the room at all the smiling faces of the women watching intently as your dick gets stroked. Her pace quickens, as does your heartbeat and breathing. Her right breast is vibrating a bit from the motion of her pistoning arm. You feel yourself getting close. She watches you intently. The moment you open your mouth to moan, she stops, giggling. Oh, you think you're going to get to come this early? Fat chance. But we haven't even broken you yet. She backhands you right in the testicle. You crunch forward and close your legs. Nuh-uh, she smacks you in the face. Legs open. Now, girls. The two up front grab your shoulders and force you against the wall facing you. They shove your knees into your crotch, then force your legs apart, wrapping their legs around yours, holding you open. They're both pressed against you, interlocking limbs with you. Your penis and testicles are now exposed and defenseless. You feel their breasts expanding against you as they breathe. Ava hits your sack again, this time more of a slap. She giggles. I hope you don't think this hurts. This is practice. A warm-up. I'm being pretty gentle. We're gonna really beat you in a second. I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to taste those lips again. She leans in and starts kissing you, her left hand feeling your bare butt. She reaches down with her right hand, cradling your testicles, gently squeezing. Then she moves her hand down and quickly taps them from underneath again, all the while still kissing you. You jump from the pain and feel her smile into your face. You don't like that, do you? Well, sorry, but that's just too bad, 'cause I do. Girls, turn him around. We haven't seen his ass yet. The two girls holding you move down and force you to face the wall. Your testicles, despite the hits they've taken, still swing around and bump into your legs as you turn. You're now looking only at a brick wall and cannot see what they're doing behind you. Whoo, I like your ass, babe. You feel hands on you, grabbing and squeezing your exposed butt cheeks. Nice and firm, but not without jiggle. She lets go. Hey, baby. Step from one leg to the other so we can watch your butt flex. You do as you're told, stepping from left to right, putting on a little show. Oh, his hamstrings are flexing, too. I have to feel them. Oh, I like your thighs and butt, babe. Thanks for sharing. She sucks on your ear a little, then releases your buttocks. Then she gives them a good two-handed smack. Okay, time for some audience participation. You shiver, and your erect penis throbs in anticipation. Now, my pet, we're going to take turns spanking you. You're going to get hit in the ass as hard as the girl behind you is willing. Now bend over for me, will you, boy? Thank you. All right, ladies, line up. Your legs are mostly together, so your anus and front equipment are concealed. Oh, wait! Almost forgot. We need to spread those legs. You feel her fingers wrap around the inside of your upper thighs, just touching the back of your scrotum. You feel her coaxing them apart, so you move your feet in compliance. Your butthole is now exposed, as are your genitals. You feel naked and vulnerable and humiliated. Your testicle sac is still loose and hanging low in spite of the hits it took. And now how nervous you are. This is unusual. Ava seems to read your mind. Notice that? Normally your sac would be tight against you, trying to protect itself. Yet it's dangling as free as it would if it were 100 degrees out. A little injection we gave you earlier while you were still sleeping. No matter what happens, your scrotum will stay thin and relaxed. We just like the look of a flappy, relaxed ball sack, because when we hit it, we like to watch it bounce against your legs. All right, girls, line up. You hear shuffling and the tap of bare feet on cement. You feel breath on your rear hips. Ava bends down to kiss your lower back. She runs her hand down through your hair, scratching gently past your ear. Try to hold still for me, okay, boy? If you move too much, we might miss and hit your more delicate parts. She straightens back up. Me first. You feel her ram her hand into your left butt cheek. You flinch, but don't move out of fear of what will happen to you. You feel her hands leave you, and you brace for more. Go ahead, ladies. Have your fun. Another hand makes contact with your butt. The pain is sharp, but quick. Another. More forceful. Again. Smack. 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 With each spank, you flinch, and your exposed and gorged genitals swing between your legs. You hear giggling and breathing as the girls are amused by what happens to your male body parts. Spank. 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 It's really starting to hurt now. Your butt is very sore and has to be bruising. Each hit seems to land harder and harder, but you stand your ground. You feel one girl put her hand on your hip and swing into your butt several times. She moans a little, clearly very much enjoying dealing physical damage to your body. The hand releases, then you feel hair falling over you. You don't know exactly what's happening. You can't see, but you're sure to get smacked again. Next, you feel lips on your left butt cheek. You're getting kissed. The wet tongue slides up your leg. Someone's having fun. Then there's a pause for a bit. Then you feel a clenched fist slam into your testicles. The force of it causes your erect penis to hit your belly. You yell in pain and your knees bend. You hear Ava's voice again. Don't move, boy. Don't talk. Stay still. Do not speak unless spoken to. Straighten your legs back up. If you move or speak again, I'm going to cut you. First and last warning.
Understand, babe? Nod your head. Good.
You straighten back up, sticking your ass out and presenting your balls. You are so frightened. Your heart is pounding in your chest, yet most of that blood is still going straight into your penis. Your stomach is doing cartwheels. You are so nervous, full of butterflies, but you are stiff as steel. You feel the pulses of blood starting near your anus, then traveling underneath you, then out in front of you, the whole length of your cock, drawing your attention to the half of it rooted inside your body. You look down at it. It throbs, hard. Your testicles hang there, in the air, exposed and gently swaying with your movements. Ready for more? We're not done yet. You feel the top of a cute, girly foot with painted toes slowly push up against your balls, supporting them and lifting them up. You look down at it. You have no idea who this gorgeous foot belongs to. You try to imagine her body. You picture her with long, curled blonde hair cascading down her shoulders and spilling onto her chest. You picture bright blue eyes and huge tits. But you'll never know. You wonder why she's here. What does she do in her day life? What her name is? Does she have a boyfriend? Girlfriend? Whatever the case, she's here in this basement. Clearly, she's a kinky, horny sex addict. Why else would she willingly come here to the promise of a naked man to play with? This must be arousing her. You imagine her vulva, pink, wet, and inflamed, all for you. You take some comfort in that as you prepare for the inevitable kick. The toes of her foot wriggle, massaging your scrotum with five individual movements. It feels really good, having this cool foot rubbing your warm, sensitive, intimate organs. The foot disappears from view, your balls falling back down, supported only by the air. You know what's about to happen. You hear a sharp exhale, and milliseconds afterward, that foot re-enters your view, smashing into your testicles. You shout in pain, then immediately regret it. Your eyes bulge in terror. You freeze. You know begging will only make it worse, and you don't want to piss off a woman with a knife. You hear her step forward. All you can do is pray she doesn't damage anything important. Oh, my sweet baby, I told you not to speak. Ava licks your ear and sucks on it, then pats your butt. Come on, honey. Stand back up and face me. I'm gonna carve my initials into you. You obey and turn back to face everyone, causing your rigid penis to wobble. Ava canters toward you, knife glistening under the light. She presses the tip against your throat. She stands so close, your outstretched erection is pressing against her bare thigh. You brace. Now you better really, really hold still, or I might slip. I'm going to sign you right here, above your right armpit, between your shoulder and your pectoral muscle. That big, beautiful pectoral muscle. So every time you touch yourself, every time you rub your cock, every time you masturbate, you will feel the sting of your scar. You will be reminded that I own you. Every part of you. Your face, your feet, your nipples, your hands, your ass, your testicles, and of course, your lovely penis. They all belong to me. First letter. A. You feel the tip of her knife press into you, then pop through your skin. Then it drags across your chest, leaving a bloody trail in its wake. It is searingly painful and feels hot. The blade lifts up, then comes down again.
V. A. All done.
Your chest feels warm as blood flows down over your nipple and continues down to your abdomen. It stings, and you feel it throbbing. You look down and are horrified. You are covered in blood.
Let me just smear my hands in your dark red blood. Your blood makes me wet. Oh, my pussy is throbbing. I'm just gonna suck my fingers clean. Oh, look. It's still running down your body, right over your penis. Does that feel good? Stimulated by your own liquid? Well, I know. I love it. Just like I love you, my special boy. I love to play with you. I love to look at you. I love to touch you. I love you so much, I want to share you with all my sexy friends. You'll learn to love it too. Just how you've learned to hold still while we kick you. Right? You didn't think that was over. Oh, baby, you're so hot when you're scared. Okay, back to the fun. Ava wraps her arms around your head, just far enough away so the tip of your bloody penis is touching her belly. She kisses you as she knees you hard in your testicles. Again. 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 You have to grit your teeth to get through it. Yet through all the pain, your testes still dangle right back down, and your penis continues to throb. Okay, I need to stop hogging all the fun. We're going to take turns kicking your junk, and you best not cry out or try to protect your delicate fleshy bits. If you do, I'll put my knife into the tip of your penis. Just stand there and feel your body exist. Feel its presence in this space. Feel the absence of any clothing, the exposure of your private parts, the wetness of your blood, mostly slowed, but still dripping down your scrotal sac and falling onto the floor. Okay, ladies, come on up and let round two begin. Ava steps to the side and releases this ravenous pack of girls on you. The first up is a thin redhead with green eyes and perky breasts. She has freckles on her cheeks and on her chest. She's wearing only a blue bikini. She smiles sadly at you, almost looking apologetic, mouthing the word, sorry. Then she brings her leg up and swings it into your testicles, causing her freckled breast to swing upward, revealing some pale, bare skin below her bikini top. You see blood on the top of her foot as she steps in the blood already on the floor, walking to the back of the line, tracking your blood throughout the room on the sole of her bare foot. You watch as her tight, muscled butt, only partially covered by a blue triangle, jiggles back and forth. You watch the prominent curve of her cheek where the buttock meets the leg. Her long red hair drapes over her left shoulder. She's beautiful, and she just touched your scrotum with her bare foot. The next girl is a tall, extremely curvaceous blonde dressed in pink. She doesn't apologize. She just puts her hands on your shoulders to brace and snaps her foot up into your balls. The next 2 minutes are brutal. These attractive, sexy girls deal you the most extreme, extended pain you've ever felt. You repeatedly flinch, but fear of impending penis mutilation keeps you in your place. You feel the pain travel up your abdomen and into your intestines. You can only stand still as foot after beautiful, bare, painted foot quickly and repeatedly strikes the round, vulnerable sex organs hanging between your legs and behind your penis. These are meant for pleasure, meant to transfer sacred, life-giving cells. But these evil, sadistic women are battering them senseless
as they kick you again and again. Okay, that's enough. We don't want to kill him or render him infertile. You have tears in your eyes, and Ava wipes them away. Aw, I know, baby. I know. I'm here. She embraces your face in her bosom and rubs your back. I know it hurts, baby. I know it hurts so much. It's okay to cry now. You can let it all out. You start bawling, letting tears flow into her chest as Ava cradles you in her breasts. You did a good job, my sweet boy. You did well. You did so well. I'd like to give you a little present. Ava leans back and you can see your blood on her shirt. Oh, look at that. You got some blood on my boobs. That's okay. Don't worry, hon. Just a shirt. Just some thin cotton fabric I wear to keep my tits together. It can be cleaned. You, on the other hand, are covered in the stuff. I'm gonna wash some of that off of you. Ava moves her hands down her body. One hand pulls up the hem of her shirt, the other drops to her fly. Her belly is exposed as she lifts her shirt out of the way. You see some light brown hair poking at the top of her shorts. Her fingertips grip the button of her denim shorts and pull it free. Her fingers then spider down to her zipper, and she drags it down. The color blue peeks out from between each side of her zipper. Luckily, we can save some water and just use my piss. I've been drinking water all night, and so have they. We all really have to pee. So I thought, why let all that reusable liquid go to waste? Why just release it out my lips and down the drain? I am not wasteful. In fact, I hate wasting. That's why I'm going to pee on you, my pretty baby. A good slave like you deserves a proper dosing in warm, fresh girl piss. Now get ready, pet, and hold still. I don't have to remind you what will happen if you try to avoid it. Now kneel. Get on the floor, boy. Ava puts her hand in your hair and pushes you down to your knees. Her crotch is directly in front of your eyes, and you watch closely what she does, your penis throbbing in the open air from anticipation. She pushes her denim down, but keeps her shorts mostly on, hanging around her upper legs. She spreads her legs to keep them from falling down. She reaches behind herself and slides the back half of her blue panties down, freeing her butt. But from when you're kneeling, you can only see the sides of her nude hips. Then she slides her fingers around the inside of her waistband till they're at the front again. Very slowly and deliberately, she eases her underwear down, 1 millimeter at a time. Ava exposes her genitals to you. First, you see the rest of her thin, wavy pubic hair, marking the beginning of her privates. Then you see a tight, pink knot of flesh as her clitoris is exposed. She continues down, her vaginal lips slowly revealed. They are puffy and skin-colored on the outside and wet and pink on the inside. Then she pushes one hand down in front while gripping her shorts from just under her butt, holding her bottoms in place but out of the way. You stare at her gorgeous exposed lady parts, which seem to stare right back at you. Your eyes widen as her belly contracts, then relaxes. She's gonna pee right in your face. You brace as you hear her exhale. You watch in humiliation as a tiny black hole appears from inside Ava's sex folds, her urethra relaxing and opening. You wait. Nothing. Then you swear you could see the stream of urine hang in the air for a second in slow motion before it hits you right in the eyes, which, in your fascination with her vagina, you neglected to close. The hot liquid pee splatters all over you, getting in your hair, eyes, and ears. It tickles as it pours down your neck and chest, off the end of and around the sides of your penis. It forms a puddle on the concrete beneath you, pooling around your knees and ankles. Gradually, her stream weakens. She bounces a bit to get the last few drops. Much better. I feel great now. Kinda euphoric, you know?
There's nothing quite like finally releasing the tension stored up in your pelvis. Just relaxing the same muscles you have sex with. Letting it all flow out and just make a mess everywhere. Yeah, there's something especially sexy about peeing somewhere you're not supposed to. Like all over a poor, defenseless, naked boy. Oh, fuck, that felt really good. Did you like that, baby? Soaked in my piss? Oh. I know I did. You should feel special, darling. Not everyone gets to watch me pull down my pants, take out my pussy, and see my pee exit my folds. It's one of the most private, intimate things you can share with someone. And I shared it with you. But I'm not staying naked. Nope, nope, nope. I'm zipping back up. Ava pulls her pants and undies back up and zippers herself closed. Wouldn't be very private if I just walked around naked. You just get a little peek while I relieve myself. Otherwise, it's not special. You, on the other hand, have to stay nude. Your penis is just too hard. It wouldn't fit back in your pants. And your balls? They took quite a beating. They have to air out so they can breathe. Man, look at your dick. The veins are bulging. It's twitching with every heartbeat. Maybe if you're a good pet. We'll see. But first, we have a lot more pee to pour on you. There's still a little blood left to wash off. Get ready to see a lot of pussy, kid. Oh, girls! Three girls waltz up to you. A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. All three tall, curvy, hot girls. Their hair is long, luscious, and professionally curled. It spills over their shoulders and across their breasts. Completely synchronized, they pull up their shirts, unbuckle their belts, untie their drawstrings, and unzip their pants. One wears full-length jeans, another cut-off shorts, a third purple pajama pants. They spin around, facing away from you and your throbbing cock, and begin to slide their pants and underwear down. Their fingers are hooked into their bright-colored undies. And they shift their hips from side to side, putting on a show as they strip. You follow the curve down the small of their backs, across their hips, and down, 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 as it becomes the muscled flesh of their nude, exposed buttocks. They giggle as they glance back at you, and their pants fall to their ankles. Their butts are fantastic. Stripped bare, totally uncovered, naked, smooth skin directly in front of you. You can also see the silhouette of their vaginas through their thigh gaps. The redhead on the right steps out of her pajamas and panties completely and tosses them to Ava. Now the view of her bare legs is unbroken, from her heels up to her calves, thighs, round, tight butt cheeks, and to her lower spine. The only clothing she has on is a white t-shirt. It's the only color on her that isn't pink or red. She walks backward into you, stepping in the puddle until her butt is right up in your face. Then she presses back, rubbing your face in between her ash cheeks. She moans, puts her hands on her knees, then leans forward. She scoots up, giving you some space, and she's leaning down, so she's looking you in the eyes between her legs. Her face is so pretty. You're staring through her thigh gap, past her exposed vaginal lips, and into her green eyes. She smiles, winks, moans again, and lets loose a stream of piss into your chest. She's peeing through her legs behind her onto you. You get to watch the whole time, since the stream is aimed low enough. When she's done, she uses your face as toilet paper, wiping her crotch off on you. Then she stands back up and steps aside. When she exits your field of view, the other two girls have turned to face you, and they walk up to you. The blonde has pubic hair, the brunette does not. They spread their lips with their fingers and start peeing. You get showered with the urine of two hot girls, naked from the waist down. You feel it pour, drip, and trickle all over you. Two more girls come up before the other two even finish. They unzip as well and relax their bladders, sending two more golden streams at you. One girl aims right for your hardened penis. Soon you have a crowd around you as this gaggle of women pee on you. It's a blur as zippers open, pants fall, panties drop, and girls moan as their urine splashes your face and body. They turn you into a human toilet. You're soaked.
Most girls pull their pants back up when they finish, but some waltz back to their seats bare butt. You watch them walk, in only a t-shirt or a tank top, as their naked butt cheeks flex and jiggle. Swing side to side. Bounce. Jiggle. You see more bare girl butt and pussy than you could ever imagine as these bitches walk around half naked. You watch the small of their backs, their muscled thighs, their tight abdomen, their bare feet with their painted toes. They're all extremely fit, curvy, fantastic specimens of the female form. One girl actually keeps her pants on. You see her relax in her face. And then a wet spot forms at the crotch of her jeans, and it expands down. She's wetting her pants. Soon the stain reaches all the way down her legs, and it starts dripping out onto her feet. Then she unfastens and pulls them down. Her legs, shiny with her pee. Her panties only dry at the top. She dumps her soaked pants on your head and peels off her underwear. She laughs as she stuffs them in your mouth, slaps your cheek, and walks away, wet with urine. You're on the floor, soaked in blood and piss, with sore testicles and a throbbing penis on your knees. As everybody finishes up, some girls return to their seats. The messier ones head to the bathroom to clean up. You notice one girl has her feet propped up on the couch, legs open with her fingers in her vagina. She looks right at you with her tongue sticking out. She's masturbating, watching the show. Ava's two helpers throw some towels in the corner to absorb the collective piss of 25 full bladders. Then Ava speaks up again. Ah, good boy. Your knees must be aching. Stand up. You did well, my pet. Let us dry you off a little. She pulls the pants off your head, and the two girls towel you off. Ava bends down and personally pats your cock and balls dry. There. At least you're not dripping anymore, and I can touch you without getting wet. She wipes your mouth with the towel and kisses you good and long. She breaks the kiss with a pop. Now, pet, there's only one more thing we require of you. Then you're done. Well, at least for tonight. She whispers in your ear. I just need you to come for us, baby. Your penis is so incredibly erect that it points slightly upward, bobbing with every heartbeat. Nine of the girls stand up and walk over to join in. Ava wraps her hand around your penis and begins stroking. One girl squats down and grabs your balls. Another sucks on your nipple. Another starts kissing your lips. These women have no qualms about getting their own and each other's pee in their mouths. You have a girl on each shoulder rubbing your chest and squeezing your butt. Ava's pace quickens, and she licks her lips. The girl on your left runs her hand through your hair. The girl on her right lifts up her shirt to reveal bare breasts. She takes your hand and puts it on her breast. You feel the warm, round, firm mound of sensitive, erotic girl flesh as you gently squeeze. She smiles at you. Are you ready to come for us, boy? You feel your testicles lift up as your scrotum contracts, your body preparing for orgasm. Guess our little drug finally wore off. Come on, boy. Shoot your load. I want to see your semen fly out. Your balls vibrate as the shock waves from your penis stimulation travel through your pelvis. Your shaft expands. A string of pre-cum falls from your tip. You feel it coming. You're gonna come. A girl stands in front of you and strips off her shirt, her pants already off. She unhooks her bra and discards it, freeing her large, unsupported breasts and erect nipples. She stands there, totally naked, beautiful and bare, head to toe, and presents herself. Ava steps to your side, still jacking you off, and angles your penis upward. Look, you have a target. I'll tell you what, if you can hit her right in the mouth with your semen, I'll let you go. We'll find some other poor bitch to fuck with. Sound like a deal? Okay, get ready. I'll do the aiming. You just need to have an orgasm. She speeds up even faster, and you feel it coming. A building pressure in your belly, behind your penis. Your scrotum is one tight little round sack as it endures the vibrations. You feel your prostate begin to contract. Your body, without asking for permission, clenches your abs and your buttocks, which lift the base of your penis a little bit. You feel wonderful pleasure as Ava pistons back and forth from the base to the head. These women beat you, kicked your testicles, cut you, and humiliated you, but it's about to be worth it. You tense. You feel it. the sensation. All your pelvic and genital muscles suddenly relax, and there's only the sound of Eos stroking your cock. Then your body pulses. It begins deep inside you, back, near your butt, travels underneath you, forward, right behind your balls, as your prostate forcefully contracts, firing a pulse of semen through your penis and out your tip. It flies up through the air and lands right on the girl's chin and starts to drip down. You pulse again, the second rope hitting her square in the tits, painting a large line of sperm over her chest. You spasm again and again, setting jet after jet of white cum onto her. One lands to the right of her pubic hair, where her thigh meets her hip. Another stream nails her right in her erect nipple and splashes upward over the rest of the breast. She closes her eyes in ecstasy, moaning as you pelt her with cum. And then you ejaculate a long, thick string of cum right into her vulva. The start of the string hits her clitoris, and the rest sprays into her vagina. She winces from that one and moans loudly, furrowing her brow as she comes from the stimulation, hands free. You can visibly see her lips bulge and then contract as she squirts out a spray of clear fluid back onto you that hits you right in the belly and drips down into your convulsing penis. Then you come on her, and she comes on you again, alternating as you blast each other with hot ejaculate. When you come down from your orgasm, the last drips of semen falling from your penis, Ava releases her grip. The girls cheer and applaud, and your target rubs herself a little. Ava wipes the cum from her chin and slides her fingers into her mouth. Tasty. Oh, shit, is that a party? You got close, but unfortunately not close enough. However, you still did a great job. You came a lot, lasted till the end. You've been a good boy. Mostly. She trails her finger over her initials. I think you've earned a hot shower, a meal, a real bed tonight, and a warm body to share it with. We'll get you cleaned up, fed, tucked in, and ready for tomorrow's fun. These two will take good care of you. Her two lackeys unchain you from the wall. The girl you came all over walks up and hugs you tight with her whole body. Your semen mixes with hers as your naked bodies connect, your penis rubbing against her open vulva a little. The insides of her legs are slick with her juices. She kisses you, mouths the words, thank you, and heads off. Ava kisses you sweetly, pats your cheek, walks away, leaving you with the two girls to escort you to bed. Sweet dreams, baby.